Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So here you have, you know, you have James and K.H.R. Bradford coming to the Pensacola area, the Gulf Coast area, the Glory Zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to look for a house. They're looking for a house, and they go through. If you're in the Florida, Pensacola area, there's an area, you know, down close to the city. And they were looking for a house, and you won't believe what they ran into. What they ran into, you're about to hear it. We're going to let them tell the story, but it is shocking that our leaders that we elected to go represent us are doing this without telling us.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, listen to what allegedly is being reported what's taking place in Washington, D.C. Watch.
Well, hello, everyone. We wanted to just share. We entered into Pensacola early this week on Tuesday, and Wednesday we decided to just look around a neighborhood we'd heard a little bit about. So we pull up to a home that had a for sale sign, and we, you know, just going to walk around and kind of look in the windows. And a gentleman comes out and says, "Hey, do you guys want to look in? You know, come on into the house. Let me show you around." He was basically renovating the entire property, and he had fixed everything back down to the studs. And he starts talking to us, and, you know, he says, "What brings you to the Pensacola area?" And we start talking about, mm-hmm. you know, just the ministry and Vine Fellowship, and, you know, that God is pretty much calling us to the area. And he says, "Oh, are you all in Christ?" And, you know, we said, "Yes, we're Christians." And he said, "Oh, okay." So then he starts talking to us about what brought him down to Florida and what he did before. And he, before coming here, he worked for military buildings and building
secret high security clearance buildings for government officials in Washington, D.C.
Yes, right. And so he was a carpenter for this company for about 30 years, and he said that the jobs that he got were top secret, and basically the other construction workers on the team with him would be all the Christians. They would recognize each other, and then or men of high integrity. And then when they got down to finishing these certain projects, it would really be just the people who were Christians and a very small team of them. And what he said he was doing was building these government buildings that pretty much could withstand for about 90 days without anyone having to leave that property. So they were basically safe houses that they were building, really high security, very tight, you know, with everything they would need for about 90 days without anyone having to leave for anything. And he said, believe it or not, the government knows what's coming. They are building these buildings in preparation for what's coming. And he said, it says it's really a shame that they're not telling people or making anyone aware of this, because they know that they need these safe houses. And he said that it's when you hear the people who are printing the money tell you that it's not backed or it's not based on anything and that they will need these type of safe houses, he said it's pretty scary, and he was ready to get out, cut all ties. He was doing this in the Washington, D.C. area, up in the northeast side of the country, before coming down to Pensacola to work construction and retire here in Pensacola. So he said that the government knows they're building these safe houses, tight security, and they're going to, they're preparing to survive for about 90 days without any type of outside resources.
Trying to survive 90 days without any resources. Mm. If you've been listening and watching VFN TV, listen to VFN Radio, that's what the Lord had told us. We've been sharing that. If you haven't heard yet, it's totally available for all of our partners. You know, it's, everything is a thank you. You know, prudent preparation, that's there for you. There's prophecy where God is foretelling this is going to happen, that you need to prepare for 90 days, because a time is coming when you're going to have to wait 90 days for things to kind of settle down a little bit. But the purpose of the church preparing for 90 days is so we can go help people during 90 days, not so we can just store up a bean or something and, you know, I got mine. But it's compared to, you know, if you're flying on an airplane and they tell you, the steward or stewardess says, you know, if in fact you have these oxygen masks descend, put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then help your child, because you might not survive to be able to help your child. So if you love your child, they're telling you, then you got to put it on yourself first, because you're not going to be there. That's what we're talking about. And we went to Morning Star and went to the summit where all this prophetic gathering, where we're together there. The very same words were given in the context of that. Now, this is the shocker. I mean, there's been a lot of shocks. I mean, I think one of the biggest shock waves of all is what birthed. Yeah. Is like our government, according to this, if this is true, our government employees, the government officials, and you need to ask your these are your representatives. Understand, this is not a dictatorship. So you can ask your congressman, you can ask your senator, you can ask your president, you can ask your state legislators. I mean, not state legislator, but your House of Representatives. Ask them. Are you building safe houses that has everything in them that you can last for 90 days because you're believing there's going to be a financial collapse, there's going to be uprising in the land? And they say whatever their answer is, you know, listen to it. Then you say, now, are there times when you're told things that by law you're held to secrecy and you can't share it?
There you go.
So they say no, but then they say the second question, yes, then that kind of gives your answer.
Absolutely.
Right there. It's really strange to me because if that's your representative that's being paid by your tax dollars to come and tell you what's going on in your government, you think at that particular point, you know, that they would need to let you know.
Absolutely.
If they want to be the representative again for the next term, you think they would need to know.
But, you know, here's the great thing is that God has already been sharing with us for years now these things that, you know, are happening. The question is, as the church, are we going to receive, you know, the prophetic words that the Lord is telling us? Are we going to take heed? Are we going to prepare? Or are we just going to ignore? Because the truth is that, I mean, I think this word came out, I remember you sharing this almost 8-9 years ago. I mean, it was a long time. And people have the tendency to shelf things and just put things aside instead of taking heed and being prepared. And if they don't see a word come to pass in a week, you know what I'm saying, they just ignore it. But, you know, God's wanting us to remember these words, to take action on them so that we can be prepared. God's given us a gift called, you know, prophets, prophetic ministry for a reason.
Right. And a prophecy is basically, you know, and we all know in part and prophesy in part, so you're never going to hear some perfect prophecy. But you can, you know, eat the chicken and throw out the bones, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can overhear an overarching word of what God is saying, you know, to the church when you have more than one source of what's going on. And God's been saying this for quite some time. And to encourage you, if you're the church, this is going to be the best of times for the church. It's going to be the greatest days for the true church, those that love Jesus, that have laid down their life, that picked up their cross to follow the Lord, that is or desires to be his disciple and wants to be a part of going into all the world and telling people about the awesome good news of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's going to be the you could say it's the pure church, but it's a pure mode of church. Mm-hmm. Because outside of Jesus Christ, there is no person that's all of our righteousness is filthy rags. But just like it's our vision is the vision of Christ in regards to, like, that's what we're called to do, you know, to tell people about the love of God and to watch the miracles and the power and just all these awesome things. But there is prophecy after prophecy. And what we did was, because we knew this day was going to come, that some people are going to need to eat quickly because they didn't eat their meals along the way, right? And you're going to need to know, is this true? And what we did was we left up every prophecy. We left up, whether it's in writing, whether it's on radio, whether it's on TV, you go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com, and there is a menu choice for prophecies. And there's specific prophecies for America. And that we kind of narrowed them down so that you're not reading some prophecy over India or something.
Right.
And I really feel, in the deepest parts of the core of my spirit, that it's about to happen, because time is limited. You know, men and their schemes, and, you know, that's what he talks about in Ephesians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. I was like, men have deceitful schemes, and they're doing things against in the name of God. You know, I was like, yes, really? They are. Get over it. They are.
Right.
And so you know, they have a limited amount of time. I mean, you think about these evil rules like Pol Pot and Hitler and all these people that tried these things. It was great evil when they did it, but they did not last. It does not last. But there's massive loss of life during that time. They know there's times limited to do the evil that they do. But how many, you know, Hitlers have been stopped? How many Pol Pots, you know, and like in Cambodia have been stopped? How many there's plenty of them that's been stopped. In America, the greatest generation and those that stood up in World War II and fought in World War I, fought for the freedom of the world, are these heroes that stood up and said that, you know, you can't take over the world. and then fought for freedom and then gave back and helped rebuild the nations. Yeah. It was just, you know, these are just, it's unheard of what America has done in those particular wars. And our government, based on what we're seeing from, and we're saying that not because of just that one encounter, but we're just saying, you know, and that's the reason why, by the way, that James and Kachar Bradford were specifically in that city at that particular time because of that particular word that God told them that this is going to happen. And guess what? God had a messenger that waved them into the house that worked 30 years for the United States government or a subcontractor for the government, he says, building these houses. And he said, just think about it. They're printing money that doesn't have any backing. And he listed a couple things they talked about. And he says, it's going to go. You know, that's what he's saying. It's just a matter of time. And you know, when you unplug somebody's iPhone, their cable, and their currency starts moving, people just assume they're looking down.
Oh, yeah.
And they assume. And so you got to be able to pause. And remember, as the church, it's perfect time for us to begin to share the love of God and let people know you've been trusting in things. You've been trusting in your work of your hands. You've been worshiping, you know, idols and stuff like that. But don't worry about it. God's still here. He's just got your attention. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And now you see all of your gods. Remember when Elijah said that? He says, choose who you're going to serve. Now you see your God doesn't answer. But my God answers by fire. And you look, you're about to see the fire of God just kind of not destroy the earth, but get the attention of earth. And all those things will begin to start falling. And it causes us to look up. And guess what happens? A billion souls reportedly entering the kingdom of God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.